How's it going? How you been?
Let's get started.
What's scrap, man?
Yo, yo.
You are now tuned in to Al Joe the Funk Master. Watch your grill, you'll get knocked out cold fast. And talking shit, now we talking facts. Where the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps, you don't need a map. GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet fuck a name and a fame, only legacy remains. Remember the name, Al Jermaine Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't safe.
Motherfucker.
All right, so I finally got some clarity on everything, and we are finally back on schedule to where things were. I was supposed to be on schedule for this week, postponed it because I was trying to avoid having to go under the knife, but we're back on schedule. We are going to get a artificial disc replacement done. There's two procedures, the fusion or the artificial disc replacement. We decided to go with the artificial disc replacement just to keep the more of the flexibility and not put of the neck and not put more stress with the fusion on the discs that are a level above or below, because when you take away the motion and it fuses, you put more stress on the other discs above and or below, or sometimes both. So A lot of time and a lot of effort, research and stuff has been going into it. Yeah, like I said, it was a week, but I tried to exhaust all options. The last thing I could have done was taking more time, which is what I don't want to do. I want to get this thing done and taken care of so that I can get back out to compete as soon as possible, because I want to end all the crap talk with this muppet of a fighter who's obviously probably brain dead, freaking peanut butter. So, Peter Pan, just a quick synopsis, just so you guys understand what I'm dealing with. When you're laying in bed, when you're sitting, even when I'm sitting like this, when I'm driving, when I'm standing, when I'm taking a dump, when I'm in bed and trying to be Tom Cruise doing the Mission Impossible, you know, trying to have fun and do stuff with my fiance. It's pretty unfortunate when you have to constantly deal with lingering, not even lingering, because it's not lingering. It's a constant radiating pain. Unless I sit forward with my neck like this, takes off all the stress, because then it keeps the disc from pressing back on my neck. So I'm sitting with like decent posture, but from here I can feel the radiation going down my arm, tingling down to my fingertips. This is the first time I actually received muscle weakness from this injury. This is something I've been dealing with for years. Just so you guys understand, it first started when I first noticed it was in college wrestling, where I got slammed on my head. My freshman year, in an off-season practice, no one was there. Me and this kid was going back and forth and slammed me on my head trying to do freestyle. And I think we were both talking shit, and then I think I got a takedown, and then he was more of a Greco guy, I was more of a freestyle guy. He slammed me on my neck. This is back at Mooresville College, and I got a stinger from there. And from there, whenever you turn your head, you always get this, like, I call it like a ping or ting. It's like tink. It's like a tick. So every time I turned, it felt like something was going vroom down my brain, all the way down to my trap. That eventually stopped after some time, some PT, some rest, massages, all that good stuff. And just time. Start to feel better. But anytime I would turn my head, I would still feel that pain. So I would always stretch it, because that's what the physical therapist would tell us that was on staff. Fast forward, get to the UFC. My second UFC fight, fighting Hugo Vienna. I go through a wrestling practice and a lot of hand fighting. I utilize so much hand fighting. Even the position where you keep your hands behind you and your opponent, your partner is just supposed to pull, wrench on your neck, yank your head down, try to snap you down to the mat. And these are the intense workouts we would do. And I do like six of those goes, 30 seconds, just getting like freaking your head just clubbered. What the heck? Is that even a word? Clobbered, getting my head and my neck just clobbered and pounded on. And then the next day I flared up so bad and I couldn't even turn, because every time I turned, it was the radiating pain from down here. And it was just the just impinging, and it was so inflamed, like you could see it in the mirror how hiked it was, and I couldn't turn my head to the left. I had to turn my entire body. So the doctor told me bulging disc, whatever, because I got another MRI because the first one I got was in college. They told me what was up. You had bulging and herniated disc. It's normal because you're a wrestler, blah, blah, blah. It's going to degenerate faster than anybody else's. Over time, everybody's disc degenerate. This is just the natural way of life. At least this is what I was told. So college, wrestle, fighting, Hugo Vienna fight, getting ready for that, my training camp. I take some time off. I think I took like a couple of days, some ibuprofen, a bunch of stuff. They told me to take all these muscle relaxer stuff. It got better. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't wrestle. Maybe I shouldn't wrestle live. So I had to compromise. Remember, this is back in 2014. Wrestling in my freshman year was 2007, 2008, when the whole episode first started happening. Fast forward, every single fight camp after Hugo Vienna, I get a flare up every single time when I'm training with Felipe Nover. We're sparring. There's a clip of us sparring. I go southpaw when I'm switch dancing and I go in for a jab or a cross. He throws a check hook. My neck, it cracks. And then from there, I go down on the mat and I'm just holding my head. I'm like, he's about to punch me, but then he stops. I can't even see nothing because my head is face down. And then the guy's running like, what is it? Matt Serra's there, Ray's there. And I'm just holding my neck. I'm like, yo, I can't turn. I felt like I went paralyzed. I felt like my whole body just shut down. I just rolled over and just like, yo. I grabbed and just, I couldn't move. Like, it felt like everything was just shut off. It was such a sharp, ridiculous pain, but whatever. Again, the main thing now is fast forward. Like I said, every single training camp from that day, I would always have to, almost every single training camp, I would get MRIs done because my neck would just be so beat up. I'm like, yo, I need to do something about this. Now I'm at the point where after this Jan fight, I had a bad flare up. I had to get an injection, the cortisone shot. First time ever getting an injection in my neck. The doctor actually put it in the wrong spot. So I'm getting the operation done on the C6, C7 disc. He put in his C5, C6, which is one level above. It should have dissipated a little bit more, but at the end of the day, he still put it in the wrong spot. This was the last fight with Petey Jan that he pulled out for, that we still don't even know why he pulled out for. He pulled out though. Apparently, I'm afraid of a rematch, but the guy is pulling out of fights with not disclosing why. Okay, another story, but that happens. Cortisone shot. I take off 4 days. I come back. I feel great. I'm like, yo, I can move. I can turn my head every single direction. I start lifting my head up to see if I get the pinging, which that hurts right now. And it does not feel good. I mean, it felt great. It felt great. I go through my first wrestling workout. And a week of training, and I try to push it with the wrestling workout, and back to square one, because it's not like it went all the way back, but the flare-ups and everything started to come right back. I was like, yeah, that's what happens when, one, you put in the wrong spot, and two, I don't think this cortisone crap is supposed to it's a band-aid. You're just masking the pain or something, because it didn't fix anything. It just made me feel better with the inflammation for the time being. Fast forward, we had the fight. I go train. I go to 10th Planet with Coach Casey. Love Coach Casey. I jump into class. I'm in the flow. I'm trying to flow roll to warm up. I jump in my second flow roll, and I go with Gustavo Lopez, also in the UFC bantamweight, who Murad fought in 1 or 2 days' notice. The guy jumps on my neck and cranks a guillotine. Fucking guy. Now, obviously, he didn't know my neck was jacked up, but it's a flow roll. That's one. Just training etiquette. But I guess it's on me for not knowing that not everyone's going to be thinking the way I'm thinking, like, hey, this is nice and easy. We're not actually trying to submit each other. We're doing moves to warm up and loosen up our bodies so we can have a good training session. He does that. I tap right away. And instantly I go dude, I'm not going to be able to train until after my fight, because my neck, this was 4 weeks before the fight with Jan in the rematch. Well, not the rematch, the scheduled fight, whatever. And sure enough, I was right. His thing was just like, my bad. You know, anyone who's from Extreme Couture that knows Gustavo, they know how happy he is all the time. He just goes, my bad, man. Oh, no, I didn't know. And he's rubbing my neck. I'm like, dude. It's all good, even though I know it's not all good, but it's just one of those things. It happened, and it's just training, and it is what it is. So I had a fight with it like that. It is what it is. And again, these are things people don't see behind closed doors. So on top of me not being able to enjoy sexual pleasures with my female in certain positions because of the stress that it puts on my neck, my arm going numb, having to put my head down a pillow where I can't even breathe because if I lift it up so I can see what I'm doing or look at my beautiful fiance, I can't even do that because it hurts. Like even right now, my head being tilted up like that is murder. So like I said, driving, everything sucks. And we had the fight first round, letting Peter dump me on my neck. If you see it, the way I landed on my neck, not good. And it was on the same side that was already jacked up, the left side. So when I fell this way, boop, not good. And I knew, I was like, yeah, that's probably not going to be good later. It didn't hurt, but I was like, yeah, but I know my body, obviously the adrenaline rush. I was like, this is not going to be good. Okay, whatever. That happened. And then the knee at the end, I'm sure all that compiled with everything leading up to the fight, all the training. And it's just one of those things, man. It's unfortunate. And if anyone who's actually dealt with this injury, they know how bad and severe it is. When you have muscle weakness, when you're holding pads and someone punches your arm and you can't even resist, like even me doing that, I'm trying to hold it up, but I can just freaking just break my own arm. If someone were to grab my arm and I try to hold firm, one of the tests is to see your strength is that. But this, the doctor just yanked my arm straight up. So just one of those things that, you know, finally got to get it done. And fortunately, this is not going to be 9 months. The doctor did say, you know, they would rather me, they think this is the recovery time to start doing like cardio and everything's 3 months. But he would like to see me fight around months 5 or 6 to do like a full training camp and get my body easing into it and not just hammering it right away. But the main thing is making sure that bone fuses with the device that they put in so that everything takes and the anatomy of the body could try to get back to somewhat of his norm, you know, before the going under the knife, you know. So I'm excited about that. And it's just one of those things, man. It is what it is. Nothing I could do. And it's not going to be 9 months. I don't know why people keep saying that, who keeps spreading these lies, but it's like the UFC guys have a mole that just goes out, tells stuff that they don't even know that is actually true. And I'm not doing the fusion. I'm not going to be out for 9 months. So I'm probably going to be fighting around August, September, October. We'll see how well my body takes and how good of a shape I can get in. Obviously the more time the better, but I can ease my way into it because I really want to smack this Muppet, man. I really do. I gotta be smart about it. Obviously I gotta listen to the doctors and they're gonna be taking x-rays to see how much the bones have fused over the course of my progression, probably like one a month kind of thing for like a daily check-in. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited too. And for you guys who saw my wrestling WWE video, WrestleMania is this Sunday. I don't actually watch, my roommates do, but I just thought it was hilarious that people say like, yo, you should join WWE. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to troll. Not everyone's going to like it. And guess what? If it's not for you, it's not for you. Not everything's for everybody. I don't need 1,000, 1,000,000 best friends. I really don't. You know, it's either you appreciate what I do and my character, my personality, or you don't. I don't like everybody else. You know, everybody, I have no problem with people, but I'm not going to like everybody the same way I like some other people, you know? So it is what it is. Water off my back. But for the ones that do support me, though, I love you. You guys are cool. You guys are cool. And you understand my humor. I just like to have a good time, man. Is that so wrong? I just want to have a good time. So as always, man, thank you guys for always tuning in and hopefully everything goes well with this and we can get back to somewhat of 100% and we can really get cranking. And, you know, it'd be nice to sit and not have pain shooting down my neck and down my arm and into my tricep and having some muscle atrophy. So I have muscle atrophy. I forgot to mention that part. And hopefully everything gets back because the longer you wait, the muscle that you lose from the atrophy, you do not get back. So I don't know what that time frame is in terms of the timetable of how long it takes for that muscle atrophy to go where you can never reclaim back that muscle. Like that muscle can never regenerate. That's freaking crazy. If you guys don't think how crazy that is, I don't know. But the people that do know, you know, it's a very serious thing. And obviously, like I said, for me to not be able to do those activities, especially my favorite one, you know, the grown folks, it sucks, you know. So you guys be safe out there. Thank you guys, and I'll try to get this up right now. Peace.
That's the show. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get to stepping. And remember, we We bring the noise because the people want the funk. Until next time, this is the Weekly Scraps. Bye-bye.